This is WSIUN Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. As a part of an honors class at SIU Carbondale, students are being introduced to the message of sustainability from a former SIU professor and world-renowned design expert who taught in Carbondale long before the Green New Deal became a buzz phrase.
Whether it is a good idea to have running water when people are using 50 volumes of water to get rid of one volume of human waste, that's really pretty wasteful, isn't it?
That's the actual voice of R. Buckminster Fuller, designer, architect, and futurist, and former professor at SIUC. And this past November, I sat underneath the Bucky Dome on the west side of the Carbondale campus. And the professor whose honors students designed this interactive sound display talked about the work.
My name is Jay Needham. I'm a professor in the Department of Radio, Television, and Digital Media. And we're here at Bucky's Haven on the SIUC campus, just on Thompson Point proper. We're underneath a dome today as a part of a special unit in a SIUC honors program class that I'm teaching called The Nature of Sound. In this class, we're doing a special four-week unit on sound and architecture, right? How we experience sound as a part of the built environment, the idea of connecting sound with Fuller's legacy here on the SIUC campus.
Needham says Fuller embraced the fairly new concept of sustainability.
Fuller was here in the 1960s as a part of the emerging design program. At that point, his ideas about geodesic structures were really forward-thinking in promoting the idea of sustainability, connecting the use of energy and architecture and resources for sustainability. His theory of basically doing more with less.
What makes this student-created project unique?
We have an opportunity to work with sound in the archive. In this case, a lot of recordings of Buckminster Fuller that we have here at SIUC.
Well, in 1927, I committed myself to a lifetime program of attempting to accelerate the doing more with less.
Doing a bit of brainstorming with the students, you know, we conceived of an idea of using these small transducers, right, that we're going to hook up to the actual wooden structure of the dome to actually help tell the story.
One of his honors students is Amber Sanchez, a freshman biological sciences major, and looking up at the Bucky Dome, she thought,
I mean, I never really thought about the structural integrity of the dome. I just kind of appreciate the way sound reverberates through it. It just gives you this weird, it's like natural. And actually, some people, when they hear the sound through a geodesic dome, they get like scared or worried because it's coming from all different directions. And naturally, as human beings, we use sound to detect, you know, threats. But I personally feel very soothed.
About every 6 hours, I took a half hour very deep sleep, which amounted then to a total of 2 hours a day. Now, I could not have done that if I'd been trying to keep other people's schedules, but the point was I started absolutely fresh.
Right here in this particular spot, it's surround sound. Yeah, this is incredible. I'm standing in the very, almost in the very center of it. Wow.
Dr. Craig Ahns with the SIU School of Architecture reflected on the uniqueness of Buckminster's shape that I was standing in, which he says shows the concept of sharing the burden.
It distributes its load. And so everything's carried down to the points that you see coming out of the foundation and distributes in such ways that it's not carrying all the load in any single location.
This is just one of his experiments in geometry. And part of the geometry connects us to things we know occurring at the cellular level, in the genetic level, the biological level, and even the geographic level. Right? So you know he applied this to mapping as well and how we could see our planet in new ways.
And he thinks Bucky's work in efficient structures can be applied to humans.
Well, I think what we learn from Bucky is, and this goes back to my schooling, is that he gives us something else, which is that we think holistically. We live in a shared environment, a shared life place, and he calls it the spaceship Earth. But it requires that we think differently, and it requires that we create synergies and not the division that you see currently kind of being pushed in this kind of strange rhetoric.
Student Amber Sanchez says Bucky's legacy has as much to do with improving the human condition as it does with making buildings more efficient.
All of his ideas kind of surround the fact that he wants humanity to be better, resources to be used to better humanity. I think a quote that he used was, all of these great inventions were being made, but they were being used for war.
Man on Earth is in a very questionable capability, and he may make a mess of it here, and we may phase out this part of the universe. I hope it's not so.
However, Professor Needham suggests Fuller's legacy is one of hope.
Well, I think a lot of what resonates about Fuller's concepts and teaching and his legacy here at SIU will remain important and are actually even more critical and essential so that us as a species can work here on the planet in partnership.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.